Our next set of news items begin with a story about parking fines and finish with concern about the oil tanker crash in the North Sea. A woman who describes herself as a Rottweiler when it comes to justice has won a 2-year battle against a parking fine after proving the car park signs were inaccurate. Louise Graham was hit with the penalty and taken to the small claims court, accused of overstaying the free parking limit at Longwater Retail Park on the outskirts of Norwich. Private parking operator UK Parking Control Limited had said the 60-year-old grandmother had parked 46 minutes over what it claimed was a 3-hour maximum stay. But its claim against her was dismissed at Norfolk County Court after she showed the judge a photo of a sign in the car park which clearly stated that parking was free for 5 hours. Mrs. Graham from Waxham submitted photos of two signs, including a small one at the car park entrance, that stated 5 hours maximum stay. Deputy District Judge Ruth Brander dismissed the claim, stating evidence of the sign discrepancy had first been submitted in February 2024. The court ordered the parking operator to repay £275 of costs incurred by Mrs. Graham.
A 7-year-old boy from Norfolk reached the finals of the BBC 500 Words competition. The competition, the UK's largest writing contest for children aged 5 to 11, received over 44,000 entries this year. Brandon, aged 7, made it to the top 50 and was invited to the finals at Buckingham Palace. He said, "I felt ecstatic when I found out I was in the final, and it felt much more real when my royal invitation arrived in the post. It had gold around the edges." Brandon's story, titled "Blasphorce versus Slitherwarp," is about a superhero and a battle with an evil supervillain. He explained it gives a message of showing kindness to others and how this can be returned. Brandon's love of writing began at Trouse Primary School, where his year one teacher, Mrs. Elvin, encouraged him to write more to improve his handwriting skills.
A family-run packaging company in Norwich plans to triple in size as part of a £5 million expansion. Thompson Packaging at Beauthorpe Industrial Estate has revealed plans to build a 10,000-square-foot extension onto its premises to house its cardboard packaging production lines. Formed in 1984 by brothers Martin and Nick Thompson, the company manufactured 12 million cardboard boxes for businesses last year. In 2021, the firm bought the 35,000-square-foot office building opposite its existing premises in Roberts Way for £2 million. The building is already more than double the size of its original premises, which is still used by the business, but the brothers now plan to build the extension by the end of the year, bringing up the total investment to £5 million. Thompson Packaging manufactures bespoke cardboard boxes for businesses which sell fast-moving consumer goods, FMCG, such as food for supermarkets and beverages like beers and wines. The brothers said the demand for packaging soared during the pandemic due to stores closing their doors and being forced to deliver products to people's homes. The business employs 35 people, including 3 generations of the Thompson family.
The future of a city centre landmark remains uncertain after plans to turn it into student accommodation were rejected. The former Debenhams store is now for sale after its owners, Orford House Developments Limited, couldn't get permission to convert it into 405 student flats and several retail units. Located in a prominent position on the corner of Red Lion Street and Rampant Horse Street, The 1950s building is on the market for £3.75 million. Uncertainty now surrounds the site, which has stood empty since May 2021 and is currently boarded up. Orford House Development Limited, when they bought the building 3 years ago, the firm planned to convert the former store into student flats with retail units on the ground floor. But selling agents, GCW, said the company pulled out of the project after planning permission was refused by Norwich City Council. A spokesman for GCW said, "The owners went in with its student scheme before having to reduce the height of the building and alter some designs after feedback received on the application. After being refused again, they've decided to pull out of the project and are selling it because they couldn't implement what they wanted for the building."
A funding crisis is threatening the future of the voluntary groups which support tens of thousands of people in Norfolk. The new report, The State of the Norfolk VCSE, Voluntary Community and Social Enterprise Sector, 2024, was put together following a survey of almost 100 organisations, which painted a bleak picture. The report showed that 59% of organisations are struggling with funding, with many having to dip into their reserves. Organisations with an income of £10,000 to £500,000 in particular are at risk, the study found. Smaller organisations are finding it difficult to attract volunteers who can take on administrative and long-term responsibilities, which heaps further pressure on them. Report author Tasha Cobb, head of VCSE Sector Support at Voluntary Norfolk, said, "What we are seeing is a challenging set of conditions facing charities, voluntary organisations, community groups and social enterprises." She said it was encouraging that 90% of Norfolk organisations were confident that they would still be operating next year. But she added, "However, this report makes it clear that we cannot be complacent. Our findings show we urgently need long-term inflation-proof funding solutions that reflect the true costs of delivering vital services."
Concerns have been raised over the potential environmental impacts in Norfolk after an oil tanker and a container ship collided in the North Sea. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust has said that any pollution from the crash off the coast of Hull could be devastating for habitats in the county. Depending on wind direction and contaminants, the Wash and the North Norfolk coast, including the Norfolk Wildlife Trust Home Dunes Nature Reserve, could potentially be at risk, a spokesman for the trust said. These areas are home to internationally important populations of seabirds and fragile habitats. Professor Ben Garrard, from the University of East Anglia School of Biological Sciences, also fears the impact of the toxic cargo will be vast. "It's likely to impact everything from the smallest plankton to the largest whales and dolphins in our waters," he said. Meanwhile, people living in parts of Norfolk have been complaining of an awful smell after the collision. Locals in King's Lynn, around 65 miles south of the collision, have been complaining of a burning diesel smell, which they believe may be linked to the burning vessels.
Our first feature today is being read by Robin Quine. The subject is about columnists, and it comes from the EDP's Keyboard Warrior.